Good morning, church. I hope you're having an amazing Sunday morning or whenever you're watching this. I hope this is a great, great service. Hey, we have dedicated this whole service to our leadership training school students. There's 9 of them. And normally at this time of the year, we would put them on stage and hear testimonies about them. But instead, we recorded some stories about the amazing thing God has done in their life. I hope you really enjoy. We love these guys and we're super proud of them. And we're really excited to see what the next year has in store for them. We actually just had worship by them. You just watched it and you just hopefully worship along, and they love worshiping together. Actually, we live above the boys near the church, and we often just hear music and singing arising from downstairs. And so I'm so proud of them that they could lead us in worship. And I hope this Sunday gives value to you and shows you how important discipleship is and imparting into the younger generation is.
So we started the Leadership Training School 2 years ago. This is our second full year. We've actually added a new class this year. So we have year ones running at the same time as our year twos. And next year we're adding our third year. So we're very excited about that. We are invested in seeing young people become great leaders, seeing them become leaders who don't hurt people and who value relationships. And value developing other people after them. We are incredibly proud of the transformation we've seen in our 9 students this year. And I wanted to share a little analogy that one of our students gave to us. She explained year one as building a garden. So we just built 4 like flower beds in the backyard of our LTS house. We had to tear down our fence. We had to bring in dirt and manure, and that's kind of how she described year one, was the hard work, the development, the foundation. And then here at the end of year two, we're starting to see sprouts. We're starting to see those things come to life, and by the end of year three, we're hoping to see it bear fruit and see that see it reproduced as well.
Yeah, we know that discipleship is a long, long process. Sometimes we call it the long game. And we know that not everyone can be hands-on with the Leadership Training School, but if you're part of the River Church, you've been a part of the school, and we just want to say thank you for your investment into us and into the students. And wherever you are right now, I hope that you have people speaking into your life and you are speaking into the younger generation. Because one thing at the River Church we believe is we want to champion young people and put them at the forefront of what we do. Because young people ultimately are the new generation and they change the world. So I hope you enjoy hearing from them, and I hope it brings a smile to your face. And go Cowboys!
Hey guys, how's it going? We're LTS Year 1. I'm Bailey. And today I'm going to talk to you guys about something that's very crucial to LTS and how it functions, and that's community. More specifically, community living. And community is defined as a group of people that have the same shared values and beliefs. And that's really challenging when you have people from Kansas City, Grand Junction, just Texas, everywhere around the world that just come here and you're like, I don't have the same values as you. And you're like, that's crazy. And you have to figure out how to respect them and love them and their values and in their beliefs. And so LTS is really good at just being like, how do we respect you and love you? And in doing that, that shows us how God loves us. But we don't just focus on here. We live together for 10 months and we learn how to do that here. But then we can then transfer it into life. So whether that's the workforce, whether that's when your parents, whether that's when you're doing sports, like you learn that you have a community in wherever you go. And that community, we learn how to uplift each other. Like somebody uplifts you and you uplift that other person. And that's very crucial to LTS and how we function. And like we learn that how important a community really is for people, that you need people that are there that will always be sharpening you, iron, right? Iron sharpens iron. And we just learn how to love and respect one another. I'm not saying you have to love everybody else's values, but at least you should respect them. And in doing so, you learn how to value that person even more. So LTS just does a really good job of teaching us that. And I hope that you learn that like LTS is very community-based, and that there's a lot of going on inside of us. And just, I hope that like, if you have questions, you come ask us about it, mm-hmm. and that you get a little insight of what LTS really is.
Hi guys, I'm Nate. I really want to talk to you guys about EHS and EHR. And these stand for emotionally healthy spirituality and emotionally healthy relationships. And these are some of the biggest things I've really got out of this entire year. And my biggest takeaways from this was from EHS, which was Journey Through the Wall. Mm-hmm. And Journey Through the Wall was a lesson talking about how everyone in their faith at some point reaches this wall. And it can be brought on by a lot of different things, whether that be through hardship, heartbreak, any form of struggle. And a lot of times Christians lose their faith at this point. They just stop growing in their faith and they become stagnant. And ultimately, the only way to grow past this wall and to grow in your faith is to surrender entirely to God. Mm-hmm. And giving everything up to Him and trusting that He will pull you through the wall and you can continue in your journey. The other thing I really pulled out of this was in EHR, it was stop mind reading and having unspoken expectations. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we can all relate to this on how we just have these unspoken expectations and you just assume that people can read our minds and just go with it. When in reality, nobody works like that. And so it really talks about how we have to keep clear and open communication and be honest with each other to grow our relationships stronger.
Good morning, church. I am Morgan, and one thing that we did all year that was a continual thing was SBS, which is the School of Biblical Studies ran through YWAM. It was a super cool thing because it challenged us. It challenged us to not only dive deep into the Word, but understand the Word and understand what Jesus is trying to say to us. And this was such a cool thing because we had a community to do it with. It wasn't just one of us doing one book at a time. It was all of us first years doing one book at a time. I think we did 6 or 7 books this year. We studied them, and it was really hard. I'll tell you guys that right now. I would recommend you guys coming and talking to us about it because it is so fun to just express what we're learning and express what we are seeking through the Lord, but we might not be the happiest to talk about it because it was really hard. But that just goes to show what SBS is. It just creates this space where we can ask questions without feeling like we're dumb. For me, growing up in the church, when I asked a question, I was like, oh shoot, do I even know who Jesus is? Because I don't know the answer to this. It was purely because like the Bible is sometimes hard to understand and you have to reread it multiple times. And so SBS creates this space where you can ask those questions without feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of have the same questions. And it's so important to ask those questions because we can understand what the Word is saying to us. The School of Biblical Studies also gives us college credits, so if we desire to pursue a pastoral license, like me personally, it sets us up exactly for that. And so, yeah, SBS has just been such a cool thing that we've been able to work through and just study and just know that Jesus is speaking to us through what He's saying because that's what He's promised us. So, yeah.
Hello, you guys. My name is Trey. And I'm going to share with you guys a little bit about the spheres. So there's 7 total different spheres of society. And that was a little teaching series that we did. And it went over like each individual sphere that makes up our society. And our job as believers is to go in, get filled with Jesus, get filled at church, and then go out into the community and go out into our life and impact those different spheres. I'm going to go over just a few of my favorite ones. And it was, these are like the top 3 that I really took out a lot out of. My favorite one was probably the economy. And that was so good because we had a guest speaker named Pastor Nick came in and spoke, and he's a very, very good speaker. It kind of talked to us about like the marketplace and how our job as Christians are is how each like supply and demand curve and how that works. But really it's our job to go in and take victory over that and break principalities for the glory of God. My next favorite was probably family, because family structure is so important. And basically, we had a guest speaker named Christian Blaget, and she told us about like what is God's design for the family unit. And in that, for me personally, like later on, I'm gonna be a good like a husband and a father, and it really showed me and allowed me to see different areas of my manhood that needs to be addressed, so that I can be a good husband and father. And then lastly, my favorite was celebration. And that was really cool because we had a guest speaker named Carl Tenyon, who actually came to speak to us earlier this year, if you guys remember. But basically, he speaks and he's so articulate. Talked about like having the joy of the Lord and how it's our strength and how serving God should be fun because we serve a good God. And so those are just a few of the things that the takeaways that I took away from the spheres.
Hi, my name is Cassidy. A big part of LTS year one is personal development. Two tools we use in this is studying your values and diving deeper into who you are and how you can grow in that, as well as spending one-on-one time with our mentors. At the beginning of the school year, we had Pastor Nick come in and talk to us about what our values are and how we live our lives in those values. He gave us a long list of values and asked us to pick our top three, and we all kind of stressed out about how we could only pick three whenever we were all made up of so many. As we took turns putting them up on the board, it became very evident. It was very reassuring to see that the values we had chosen were specific to each one of us, and they were very prominent in all of our lives. It was really reassuring to me because Nick challenged me to look at my three values and dive deeper into them and study more of how they drive me and why those are my three values and less of what they are. I've known for a long time that my top three are honesty, loyalty, and justice, but I'd never been asked how I use them or why those were mine. And that's really where our one-on-ones came in. My one-on-one was Jill Palmer, and I know personally that with her, she taught me how to pray like I was talking to a friend. We had a lot of tears, we had a lot of laughs. She taught me how to have fun. She taught me that I have a strong personality, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I know that all of our mentors really reflect who we are and who we want to be, what kind of leaders we want to be in Christ. I know that our time with our one-on-one studying who we are and learning who we are is something that we can carry with us and something that none of us are going to forget and is something that we're truly blessed to have.
I had the privilege of working with the year ones the second semester quite a bit. I got to do some teaching and some facilitating in the realm of emotionally healthy spirituality and skills. And the thing I really loved seeing about them was how they were taking those skills and those heart concepts and they were putting them into action in their lives. So learning how to have those conversations and then going and having them. Learning how to get down to what was at the core of their issues with another person, the ladder of integrity, and then going and presenting that ladder to somebody else and talking through issues. Just seeing their emotional and spiritual growth dovetailing and coming forward to love people well and honor them was really encouraging and beautiful to me.
So I had the privilege of working with both the year ones and the year twos. And to speak to the year twos, the cool thing is I got to see them go through year one as well. And in year one, they were exposed to a lot of quality material and a lot of general things where they grew in a big basis. But in year two, they took what they had from year one and they built on that on more of an individual level. So I got to see them grow in character and integrity and identity and what they wanted to do more on an individual level. And that was really neat. I mean, some of the things I got to see, they would, some of them made choices just directly from their conviction drive, not from the standpoint of any responsibility or something that they felt they were required to do, but just to settle with the leading in their heart, they had to do it. Seeing things like that in young people is so great. I've watched them grow in identity, like they had to face some hard things this year and in the last 2 years in general, and the decisions they made and how they shaped as people through some of that was really great, and how it really forced them to step back to their community and to their faith in the Lord was really, really top notch. Also, they got to do a bunch of projects that really showed them what they want to do in ministry, what they don't want to do in ministry, because ultimately they're all going into ministry, whether it's at a church or it's in the marketplace. There's no such thing as a secular job. And it's fun to watch them learn about that and develop more. And I know that's going to be something they're continuing on. So let's hear from the year twos what they have to say.
Good morning, church. We're really excited to get to talk with you guys. It might not be morning at this point. You might be watching this whenever in your week. It might be night. But we're really excited to get to share with you. We are the year twos. My name is Andrew, and I'm just going to kind of share a little bit about what our year was, what we did, and just kind of the different classes and different experiences that we had. So year two is really focused on missions. That's the overall theme of the year. But because of the state of the world right now, we weren't able to really go on a whole lot of trips, but we still were able to go on a missions intensive to Cuba, and you'll get to hear a little bit more about that later on. But even though we didn't get to do the main focus of the year, God was still working in awesome and mighty ways. He was still working on our personal development from year one. He was still breaking chains in our lives. We were growing. We were taking lots of classes. We were still doing SBS like the year one shared about, and we got to do that with them. But it was really cool because year two really united year ones and year twos as family, and it was just cool to get to do this year and last year alongside my family. And I'm excited to go into year three, and I'm really looking forward to what God is going to do because I'm expecting and excited for the amazing, mighty ways that He's going to move.
Hey church, my name is Sarah. Some of you guys know me. Before we kind of get into the content that John and Rachel are going to talk about of what we did, about Cuba, about some of the classes that we took, I really wanted to talk to you guys about the difference between year one and year two. In year one, we got to learn all of these new things and all of these new principles like EHS and EHR and start doing SBS and the spheres class, all of the things that the year ones talked about and more. And really got to plant these seeds in our lives and in ourselves and in our relationship with God. And it was really an incredible year. It was a year of breaking down walls and just really diving deep into our past, into our present, and really growing in our relationship with God. But this year we got to see those seeds take root, and we really got to implement some of the things that we learned in year one, and it has really been incredible. And one of the biggest differences between year one and year two is we've had year ones with us this year. And last year we were all friends, we all knew each other, we had known each other for quite a while for the most part. And it was kind of hard to challenge each other and to push each other because we were friends. And this year, having the year ones there, I think I can speak for all of us when saying they have really challenged us and really pushed us to be better leaders and deeper in our faith and deeper in our relationship with God, and have just really given us the opportunity to get to know people we've never met before and really grow in our faith and in our relationship skills. It has been really amazing to have them here, and it has been a true blessing. I know I can say for myself that this year would be completely different if we didn't have every one of those people, and I'm so grateful to God that He put those people in my life. No matter if they are staying for year two next year or if they are moving on to different things, I am so excited to get to continue those relationships that we built this year. And I'm so grateful that we've had that opportunity to get to know them and be pushed and challenged by them this year.
Hello, I'm John. As Andrew mentioned, we went to Cuba, and that's what I get to talk about. He said it was a missions intensive, which means that we went there to learn about doing missions in the context and culture of another country. Phenomenal experience, 10 out of 10 would recommend. And I don't know, while we were there, we got to do some cool things like help out with the local youth group, and a couple of us got to speak at the local Foursquare Church. It's really fun. Before going on this, I knew I wanted to get into missions, and this really opened my eyes to a way to do that. In that, like, growing up, I always thought you had to be a preacher if you were going to be a missionary, and you know, that's not really true, which is fantastic to know. And what I learned is that you can do missions just by living Christ, and it's that simple. You just model Him and it works. And then coming back from Cuba was just really eye-opening to how blessed we are in the States. Because here you go to City Market and there's like 80 types of cereal on the shelves. you go to the store in Cuba and you see 7 boxes and that's all they have in the store. There's nothing in the back. And we just have it. We're so blessed here and incredibly thankful for that.
I'm Rachel, and another thing we did this year is we went through a teaching course called the Freedom Class. And in this course, I think it was very impactful for all of us. It covers repentance and salvation and breaking strongholds as tools and pathways to access the freedom that Christ has for us. And it introduced forgiveness and worship and repentance as weapons that the enemy cannot stand against. Satan has no tactics against a truly repentant heart. There's nothing he has that can fight surrender to Christ. And I think that this course really just settled God's truth in each of our hearts. And I think it brought us around to understanding why and how to access and truly live as Christ has called us to live, which is free. And this is what I've learned this year, is that forgiveness is not easy, but it's something that God asks us to do that allows us to access that freedom that he has for us. Repentance is not easy, but it's in taking those small steps of obedience that God unleashes blessings upon blessings upon us. And that's when we discover how he intended us to live, is when we take those small but hard steps of obedience. And I think I speak on behalf of all of us when I say that the Holy Spirit really worked in our hearts through this class and all year long. And really just developed our understanding of who God intended us to be. And it's been truly just such a blessing to walk through this year with these guys. And I think the Lord has really done a work of us in us as we've been pressing into him these past 2 years. So.
Aren't they so amazing? I love them. What you just saw is a culmination of 9 months of hard work, blood, sweat, tears, lots of growth, lots of challenges, and we love every single one of those students, and we are so proud of them, especially because they ended the year well, in the middle of something that nobody could have predicted was gonna happen, and these students are just amazing, and we are super proud of them.
Yeah, LTS, you guys are rock stars. And you know, church, we just want you to know that our heart at the River is to see young people recognize their full potential in the calling of ministry that they have on their lives. And we want to see everybody discipled, not just young people, but everybody. But this is one avenue that we can see people trained up and released into ministry and released into what God is calling them to do. And so we're just excited to see what this future holds for all of these people that are involved. And if you want to be involved, if you are thinking about it or want to talk to Andy and Rebecca and find out more about the Leadership Training School, by all means, give them a call or text or even comment in this Facebook Live, YouTube video underneath in the bottom, and just let them know, hey, I want to know more about LTS. This is a great avenue for young people to discover their calling and see where they can be plugged into for ministry and see what
in the local church.
Yeah, so it's really pretty cool. So we're excited to see what the future holds and what's going to happen in the next year. So continue to pray, continue to seek the Lord in all areas of your life, and let's just continue to see what happens with LTS.
Sounds good.
Guys, thanks a lot for being with us today, and we hope that this has been informative and challenging and encouraging for all of you. Take care.
That was a great service. Love hearing from those guys. Hey, again, we really do want to connect with you guys, and reach out to us. Call us, email us, whatnot. We'd love to celebrate with you. We'd love to pray for you. We'd just love to hear about what's going on in your life and keep connected until things can turn around soon. So we love you guys. Also, again, don't forget, we've got from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock our Sunday social drive-through. We'd love to hook you guys up with the food, dessert, and a bag to go. So love you guys. Have a great week.